chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
Titans defensive end Cameron Wembley is finishing up his seventh NFL season, his first with the team, and his first as a full-time defensive end. How has the year gone at that position for a whole year?
Well, it's been a learning type of experience. I really enjoy going back to defensive end. I was able to get after the quarterback a little bit more than in the past. It's great to be back in with the D-line and, you know, experiencing going through meetings with those guys and playing out on the field with those guys.
What could you have done better at defensive end during the course of the year?
Get more sacks. Nah, I think any defensive end would probably say that. But overall, I think I learned a lot. I think I did a lot of really good things. I think this year was a great year to build off of. I definitely see where I can make some improvements, and I'll be working on that in offseason.
Of all of the young Titans on defense, who's the one you think could make the biggest jump next year?
I think there were a lot of guys that were impressive. Klug, definitely, you know, he started out not so hot, and then he's heating up as the year is going on. So I think he would be one of those guys that you definitely would need to look out for in the future. Derek Morgan has done some great things this year as well. I was, you know, very excited about seeing him play this year, and I think he still has a lot of potential. And as he continues to grow, I think he'll do some great things out on the field.
I tell you who I thought you were going to say. I thought you would say Akeem Ayers.
Akeem has done great. You know, he's coming in and playing linebacker and doing some defensive end. He's made some plays. He's got some sacks. I believe he's second on the team right now in sacks. So I think he's one of those guys that in the future you'll have to look out for.
Well, he's kind of being asked to do what Cameron Wembley's been asked to do throughout his career.
Yeah, he's exactly what I was in the Oakland Raiders defense, outside linebacker, and then coming in certain situations and playing defensive end. I think he's been doing great. The coaches have asked him to drop back into coverage and then come back and play the pass. You don't get as many reps as we do, so it can be tough. But I think he's done an excellent job this year at doing what he's been asked to do when it comes to rushing the passer.
How long before you start working out for 2013? How much time do you give yourself off?
There's really no time off. I mean, it's year-round. When the season ends, you know, I'll probably take maybe a week off and get right back to it.
Only a week?
Yeah, only a week. Or, you know, sometimes I like to go and start working out right after the Super Bowl. But I mean, other teams are still working, you know, the teams that made the playoffs. So I feel like, hey, they're getting the edge on me. I can't let that happen. So, you know, I'm working year round.
And you're ready to go to the playoffs, aren't you? You're tired of waiting.
Definitely. I mean, I made it close a couple of times. I mean, I've been flirting with it. My past 2 years in Oakland, there was a season in Cleveland. We were really close and we just missed it. So I want to experience that. I think I've done everything except make it to the playoffs. And that's really one of the major things you want to do, make it to the playoffs and then go to a championship and win a ring.
Well, hopefully it'll happen for you next year. Cameron, thanks for your time. Good luck Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cameron and the Titans take on Jacksonville coming up this Sunday. Rustin Webster and the LP keys to the season finale up next on Titans All Access.